Toriwela Shishi Orla Yud Base Kislev, 14th of November. Motion sensors on Shabbos.
Shalom of Rocha Rabbeisai. One Erev Shabbos, very close to Shabbos, I had the following Shaila. One of the Choshva Balavatim called me up and he said to me, "What should I do? What should I do? I'm on holiday and I'm in a holiday flat. And when I go outside of my flat, there are motion sensor lights. When I'm inside the house, they're off. As soon as I take a step outside, then they turn on. So should I go to shul this Shabbos? Because there was a minion near where he was. Should I go to shul? Daven with the minion. Kaddish, Kedusha. All the Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, Chazaras Hashatz. Baruch Hu. Should I daven with a minion? Rabbi? Or shall I stay home and not daven with a minion? If I stay home, then I don't turn on any lights. But I don't daven with a minion, what should I do? What's the best thing to do?" So, this is a very, very interesting topic. And we'll see that in actual fact, there is a degree of machlokes about this. Each person should speak to their own Meira Hira. But I'll speak through the Tzedodim on what seems to be the consensus amongst the Paiskim. We know that people use motion sensor lights for a number of reasons. It could be to light up a corridor in an apartment block. It could be that it's outside somebody's house to prevent intruders. Nothing's going to prevent them, but it certainly makes them feel a little bit self-conscious. If there they are suddenly in the spotlight, they're trying to hide and now they're in the spotlight. Also, it gives security for those who are walking around, who otherwise might be walking around in the dark. Am I allowed to have one in my house? Outside my house is one shaila, and another shaila is, if I'm walking in the street, do I have to cross the road? If I know that there's a motion sensor, what is our approach to motion sensor lights? So how do they work firstly? So there are a number of different technologies that are used in these motion sensor lights. Some use a passive infrared waves that detect heat of the human body, others use ultrasounds that use high frequency waves to detect motion. So when I go out, if by going out I'm directly turning on a light, there are many Paiskim who say osa. They say no, you should stay at home, and that's that. And there's nothing to talk about, because by you going out, it's directly activating this light. So there are those who are very machmir. But I'll tell you what the Mekilim say over here. There are a number of different sforas which are used to be mekel. One of them is as follows. The Cheshev HaEfoid in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Pei Gimel, explains as follows. There's the Shitta Ha'oruch and there's the Shitta of the Rashba, neither of whom we normally paskin like. But over here, if we put the two of them together, then we could be makel. The Oruch says, we have this concept of a psik resha. Psik resha is when there's inevitability. We know that something is definitely going to happen. If you drag a light chair in the garden, it may or may not make a charitz. It may or may not make a furrow, one of the 39 melachos. But if it's a heavy chair, then you know that it's going to make a charitz. You know it's going to make a furrow. So, says the Oruch, if it's a psik resha, delo michalei, you don't want a furrow. You like garden. You're not a gardener. You're not interested in making furrows. If it's the loy nichle, you mamish don't want it, then he says that you're potter. That would be okay. Now, we don't normally paskin like him. And there's a Rashba brought in the Mogen Avraham Siman Shinta Zayin, Sivkot Yud Aleph, which says that if a deer runs into your house, and you're not interested in trapping the deer, but poshut, it's cold in the house, and you want to close your door. So the Rashba says over there, your whole kavanah is really to close the door. He says it's permitted. And the Cheshev HaEfod wants to say that if you have this Oruch, you have this Rashba, neither of whom we normally go, like you put them both together, maybe we can be makel. But there are problems that other poets can discuss with this Tshuva of the Cheshev HaEfod. And they say that, is it really loy nicholei? Is it really that you're not interested in having this light on? Really, at the end of the day, if it's your house, for sure you're interested in having the light on. Even if it's not your house, to have a little bit, to make it a little bit extra lichtig when you're walking down the street, gives you a bit of extra security, make sure you know where you're going. Maybe this is actually nicholei. Maybe you're happy that the light goes on. And additionally, there is the Evan HaEzel, Rav Issa Zalman, who says that this leniency of the Rashba is only that you can close the door is only applicable regarding the halacha of tzeda, of trapping, but not regarding anything else. So basically, there are numerous people who are choylok on this cheshava eifayt. Another reason lahokel that some achrayim bring is that this is a sofik psik resha. Why is it a sofik psik resha? Because a psik resha would be if I know that I take a step over here and a light goes on. But some achrayim want to say that every step that I take might not be the step that the light will go on. So it's only a sofik psik resha. It might be that this step will turn the light on. It might be that it won't. And a sofik psik resha, the Taz in Shin Tes Zayin Gimel, is makel. The Taz says that if you have a box that might have a fly in, he says you can close the box, even though it will be psik resha if you know you're trapping this fly, but you don't know there's a fly, and therefore it's only a sofik psik resha. However, other achrenim don't like that either. Because, firstly, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridei Peizaman, Peizayin is Machmir and argues with this and says Sofik Psik Reisha is also Osa. And also, here, you know, you're right, you don't know which particular step will make it happen, but you're walking, you know that it's going to turn on. So therefore, to say it's a Sofik Psik Reisha, this is also not really a sufficient reason, Lahokal. Another potential reason, Lahokal, that is discussed, some place can say maybe this is a groma over here. Maybe it's not happening absolutely instantaneously. Maybe there's a slight time delay. But the Poskim don't really like that reason, Lahokal, because even a Gromo, the Ramah says in Chin Lama Dalet, Chafes, that it's only if it's a real Tzairuch Godel, and so to say that the fact that there's a Gromo over here is going to make it okay is something also they don't like. So then what really is the main solution which is offered by the Poskim? So the solution in Urchas Shabbos, in Perek Chavov, Halacha Lama Dalet, he brings that G'dayle Heiro'o have paskin shemin hadin ein boze issa v'lochein muta b'mokam atzeruch leilech shom. They say the me'ikra din there's no issa, and they bring from Rav Elyoshiv, Rav Volzno, this is Karelitz. It's also brought b'shem Rav Avadia as well. The basic reason is like this: the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Mem Aleph, he says as follows: when do we say that psik reisha is osa? Psik reisha is osa if I'm doing an act, and by doing that act, it's going to cause something else. So for example, I'm cutting off the head of a chicken. I'm just cutting, the baby's got the child's cutting off, he wants to play with it. But you know, you're doing an act and it's going to die. You're doing an act of dragging a heavy bench. And by doing that act, it's going to lead to the charis. If, however, says Rav Ozna Shlita, I'm just leading my own normal life. I'm just walking along, minding my own business. I'm not doing any act at all. I'm just being myself. I'm not pulling something, I'm not pushing something, I'm not cutting something, I'm just being me. So then I haven't actually done an act that can be considered a malacha. We only say that it's really psik resha if you're doing something which causes something else. But if all you're doing is just being normal, you're just walking, minding your own business, so for that reason, they say that it's not even considered a psik resha. And so, for that reason, they want to say that it is permitted. Certainly, because this is something about which there is a big machlokes, if it's in my own house, I always would advise people not to have a motion sensor. Most of these things, they have a setting that you can just, you know, often they're solar, you leave it on for as long as it has solar charging, it will just be on for a number of hours during the night, and then when it runs out, it will turn off. Or to leave it on completely or off completely on Shabbos. If it's our own house, so then really, you know, we are interested often in having this on, so we can't even use that chelek as one of the reasons to be makel. If it's our own house, better not to, because we really enter into a number of arguments over here. If, however, you're walking down the street and you know that there is a light in a certain area, so they've said me'ikar adin. There's no issa over here. You're just leading your own life. And certainly in this case, where a person had to get out of their apartment and would be going to daven with a minyan, or even just going because the kids are going crazy to stay in the apartment the whole time, and a person would need to go down this corridor, so then there's certainly lots of room to be makel. The Arches Shabbos concludes that im efsha bakal leilech b'derech acheres seishlin hoikein, if there is an easy alternative, if you know that by walking down this side of the street three lights are going to go on, and I can walk on the other side of the street and it's easy for me, then certainly it would be preferable, wherever possible, to walk on the other side of the street if it's not too difficult. But certainly there is lots of room to be makel over here because of the above mentioned reason, this particular reason that Rav Ozna brings, that I'm just going about my own life, I'm not even doing an act. Each person should ask the own Meir HaHira. Because Baruch Hu should help us. We should all have a wonderful Shabbos. Bez Hashem.